so successful are the Bonatti Spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
I got to share with you a Facebook message I just got from Karen. Can't believe you mentioned PAHS, P-A-H-S. That's the Prattville Autauga Humane Society. We just mentioned them a few minutes ago. She says, we adopted from there today.
Awesome.
That is so great. Not to mention, I took my car to Don Duncan for plenty of work. You have the best folks. Well, I have the best sponsors and I have the best people listening. And I'm happy to say that the numbers look really, really great. And they feel even better.
August 3rd is National Watermelon Day. Check out this big, beautiful watermelon I brought with me today. No, Gallagher, not the Sledge-O-Matic. Oh, dagnabbit, Gallagher. I didn't even have a chance to put on a poncho. Oh, well. Have a happy National Watermelon Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
News. I'm Pam Puso.
You should take this storm seriously.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper as Tropical Storm Isaias gets closer.
Stay inside during the heavy winds and watch for tornadoes.
Tomorrow, the storm is expected to saturate the Northeast. Wind gusts in New York City could near 70 miles per hour. They'll meet again tomorrow. White House negotiators and the top Democrats in Congress are reporting some progress as they try to reach agreement on another coronavirus relief package.
Millions of children in our country are food insecure. Millions of people in our country are concerned about being evicted. Tens of millions of people are unemployment insurance.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. If no agreement is reached, the Trump administration says the president could act alone. America's listening to Fox News.
And that's exactly what he should do. They're just playing cocktail. It's happy hour, friends.
This has been the worst year. Can't go out for a beer. My favorite bar is still closed. Can't drink inside until they decide corona cases have slowed. So I'm here in my living room, drinking a glass of wine on Zoom like I haven't since March because of corona. Yeah, we started to open, but went back to closing. I'm so sick of COVID. I have been drinking at home forever. Drinking with friends is better. I wanna get drunk at a tavern. It ain't gonna happen until we get out of phase three. So I'm on my couch getting wasted. It really sucks. I hate it. And it will be like this until we get rid of.
Drink. Here's a note from Lori that says, please get PAHS to Millbrook.
Hey!
So maybe there's a thing going on here.
Dude, there is, man. Especially if you're doing it for good cause, which is show. And, you know, they're made with love. And
you're delivering them.
Yeah, man. Think of me. You know, I'll take them with a bow on.
Made with love and delivered with love.
Yes.
The Pied Piper of the River Region.
Hey! Man, that's why we're so good, because I suck at puns.
If you buy one of my pies, you'll hear this in your driveway. Hey, look!
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Is it our house?
Yeah, baby! Yeah. Can't miss me, man. Because I'm loud. I don't knock. I'm just like, hello!
Dude. He is an experience. Would you agree, Tammy Burkholder?
She called me in the parking lot. She called me out. Right. You know, she saw me stripping down out there and was like, it's you!
I said, you're Seth, aren't you?
Yeah. You caught me at a bad time. when I was taking...
Wait a minute. How are you able to identify him in a state of nudity? You're Seth, aren't you?
The only shirtless guy in the parking lot?
Actually, I've seen his Facebook page, and so I knew his face.
We have another pie order.
Ooh.
All right.
Holy cow. This is gaining momentum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I'll be down there cleaning out the fridge so we can fit pies in it.
Oh, no. No, we cannot keep them in that refrigerator.
Well, I said clean it. I got to clean it before we put the pies in there, because there, I mean...
Is it big enough?
Well...
That's not the issue.
The key, when my buddy Bill was, he had a place and he opened it in Millbrook, Capone's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember mm-hmm. that.
Loved it. But his location didn't work real well for the lunch crowd he needed to keep that place going. But he put my key lime pies on the menu, and I was making like 20 a week.
I believe
20
it.
Pies a week to keep up. And I wasn't. You know, he had to sell them at a friendly price, so there wasn't, I made maybe like a dollar a pie or something like that. But it was fun.
Yeah, that's good.
It was fun to know that I was making something that people were coming into that restaurant and ordering. That was cool. This case, I need to make a little more than a buck a pie because we're doing it, you know, for...
A great cause.
Yes.
Well, maybe some of your sponsors would... step up and say you could pick a pie up and then he could drop them off, and one day you pick them up here, another day you pick them up somewhere else.
Either way, you get me. With a pie for you.
That's how we'll base the pricing. I don't think it's over the top to ask $20 for a pie because it's for a cause. And, you know, get all the ingredients at Food Outlet.
And if they pay 50,
I might be able to get them to...
Smack us in the face with a pie.
But when I was making pies for Capone's, I was getting up at 2 in the morning and baking them before I even think about doing anything for the show, getting them refrigerated. And in the wintertime, I would have them... outside in coolers, and then Bill, like, it was like making drug deals. He would come here to the Thinking Stoop and pick them up back there. It was actually a lot of fun.
That's awesome, man.
It was just,
but think about how much a pie costs, a slice of pie, when you go into a restaurant.
Yeah.
But those pies come from somewhere, and
I
some
know,
machine
that's
makes
I'm
them.
I saying $20 is a great deal.
Yeah, and you can't find good key lime pie around here. I love them.
These are good.
They really are.
They are good.
I mean, they're so good. I've had to fight people for those pies. I mean, we got you a piece, Seth, and I show up, and it's been eaten.
Okay. Seth, I do not have any pie for you.
Oh, well, I'm
sorry. I'm not sharing with you.
We can't have this. All right, it's 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. I think Wall Street finished marginally up today. We're going to talk to Brant in a minute. Wow, here's another one. I would come by the station and buy a key lime pie.
There you go.
Wow, Jan, thank you.
Sweet. The next Sunday work is going to be making a pie.
Yeah, I think we got something going here.
I'm down.
And it's not because we're poor or anything like... This is something he loves doing.
Okay.
He's doing so well in school. He's starting his fourth year business major. This,
this is a great business teaching moment.
And it's building character, too, because you're showing him that, I mean, nothing's free.
Nothing's free.
You've got to earn it.
What are we getting?
Another order.
Oh, brother.
Don't be worried, man. It'll be fine.
I gotta figure this out.
No, you got me and him.
And I got some information to give you off the air.
Okay. All right, we are at 5:10. We got your local news, Rich's forecast, and then when we come back, Brant will join us and we'll talk about how our money's doing today.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A violent weekend in the capital city. Montgomery police are investigating multiple shootings, one of them deadly. Montgomery police say 56-year-old Kennedy Rogers was shot and killed in the 300 block of East Ogden Avenue just after 11 o'clock Sunday night. He died at the scene. Montgomery County residents will soon be able to vote on a new property tax increase to benefit the county school system. The Montgomery County Commission voted to add the referendum to the ballot in November's general election. If it passes, the tax would increase to 22 mils starting in 2023. Homes in the town of Pike Road will not be affected by the increase. The total number of cases of COVID-19 in Alabama is approaching 90,000. Just over 1,500 people are currently hospitalized for treatment. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 1,500 people have died from the virus. Right now, 35,000 people have recovered from the virus. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S 3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Unlike last week, this week will be much drier. Very few storms to go around on the radar. In fact, the chances are isolated in the evening hours tonight. And the overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Both days, rain chances not quite zero, but pretty close. Lots of sunshine both days, and maybe some isolated storms perhaps around Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
There's been a lot of weird wedding stories out there today, but this one takes the cake. There are moms who believe that no woman is ever going to be good enough for her son. And apparently at a wedding over the weekend, the groom's mother went off. I'll get Brant McDonald in on this. There's no reason why Brant can't hear this. The mother of the groom went off on the bride, and it almost turned into a brawl right there.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
Let's calm down.
You're not going to ruin my
family. You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Wow.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving.
That's the bride telling her mother-in-law.
I'm not getting out. Try it, and I'll have you arrested.
Well,
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
Church, this is not.
I'm not leaving.
Show some
respect.
Just hold your peace.
You show respect.
Please, hold peace.
Okay, anybody want to be at their house for Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay. That's why you don't have an open bar at a wedding.
Before the wedding.
Wow, that was impressive.
Brad, how
are you
today?
Sure that wasn't... I'm good, but that sounded an awful lot like Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin negotiating the stimulus bill.
Yeah.
but anyway. Hey, how are you guys doing? Have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, real good.
it's actually been an interesting day on a whole bunch of different levels, noticing the public reaction to sports returning and then returning with all their social justice messaging and people saying no. That's been interesting today. Stories emerging that it doesn't look like Joe Biden's going to be at the top of the Democratic ticket as some Trojan horse to sneak, you know, some left wing nut in there. because he's failing so rapidly. There's a lot of stuff out there, and of course everything affects money at some level or another. So what was the overall tone of Wall Street today?
Yeah, you know what? It's sort of more of the same, right? I mean, what have we talked about last several weeks? We talked about earnings. We talked about stimulus. We talked about China. You know, we've talked about all the virus, obviously, and the reopening. And so that was a continuation. We kicked off this week today with the same thing. You know, Apple, you look at Apple on Friday, I believe it was, or maybe it was Thursday afternoon. Lord, I'd lose track of these days. But anyway, they blew out their numbers, and that stock has really exploded higher out to new 52-week highs. They announced a 4-for-1 stock split. It was up again today. And between Apple and Microsoft, they carried the Dow today and also carried the NASDAQ. So, again, I think it's so important for the average investor out there to really understand what's going on with these indexes. It's really never been like this. And you have to go back to the Nifty 50 probably in the 70s to find something anywhere close to what's going on. But beyond that, man, we're sitting here watching the stimulus thing. And you know, there's no doubt they're going to get something done. They're so far apart, though. That's the key issue. And one of the big sticking points is this whole extended benefit that's part of the unemployment benefit. And
well, let me ask a question here. If I'm not mistaken, the Trump administration wants to end this incentivization to stay out of work that the $600 a week package caused. That's the one that just ended, and they don't want to extend that, and I think rightfully so, because who's going to go back to work when staying home is far more profitable?
Well, yeah, it makes perfect sense, right? I mean, again, I think it's all about your ideology, and it's obviously all about politics, too. Trump desperately wants to see those employment numbers improving going into this election. If you pull back on that extended benefit, then guess what happens? Those people go back to work. You start seeing lower jobless claims numbers that come out every single week. It starts to set a trend that you can talk about politically. The unemployment number continues to come down. You start to see wages beginning to rise, greater economic activity. It also frees up a little bit of money at the Fed level. If they did need to do some other form of stimulus, they could. It gives them more firepower. If you juxtapose that against the thinking of Pelosi, it's, hey, let's demonstrate to the people that we're the ones that provide all their sustenance, and that's where they get their daily bread, if we can call it that, and make them stay at home. So those jobless claims stay the same. Those unemployment numbers stay the same or even rise, you know. It's also a form of demonstrating, you know, universal basic income, which is part of the platform of Joe Biden. It's not a huge part that he's touting, but it is. So two totally different ideologies, all politically motivated. And so therein lies the impasse, if you will. You know, but I will tell you, too, I think once we get out of earnings season, if we can get this stimulus deal done, it's really not going to matter what happens. I think you're going to see the economy either continuing to improve at a slow rate, or it's going to improve at a very, very, very fast rate. Either way, I do think that carries Trump into a second term.
Well, just look at the numbers. I mean, as things go on and people are watching cities burn and the people that are standing, these are all Democrats. I think, you know, Trump hit 51 in Rasmussen. I saw a survey over the weekend that said something like 60% of people are uncomfortable discussing their support for him because of the way, I mean, you look, we've seen the beatings and the harassment and all the rest that goes with it, but they're going to vote for him. They're not going to have rallies. They're not going to put signs in the yard. When November 3rd rolls around, they're going to go and vote for the man.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. You know, when we were on the show talking about the election when he won, you know, almost 4 years ago, the one thing I kept saying was, is the election was won at the dinner table. It was people worried about their jobs and income in those industrial manufacturing states. I really think I truly believe in Trump and his campaign are posturing around this. I know he's revamped some of the ads, and I think he's going to hit hard on this, but it's going to be the law and order president.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see him probably win on that issue alone. Because the economy, I really do believe, like I just said a minute ago, I think that's going to either steadily improve or it's going to rapidly improve. But either way, that's not going to be as big of an issue. I think the American people see through all that. What they're going to be talking about at the dinner table is their safety. They're going to be talking about law and order, because you're exactly right, Greg. This stuff that they're seeing on the news is scaring the living daylights out of them. And so that's something that I really think we need to look for. Here we are now, 90 days out.
Yeah.
I also believe the market's going to tell us a lot. The market's a pretty good predictor of how these things go. So I'll be looking not for just what the averages, the indexes are doing, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. I'm not looking at just the index move. What I'm looking at is what I call market breadth, meaning what are all the other companies doing? If we remove those big five horsemen from the indexes, how healthy is the market? And if that market is beginning to improve, that sends a loud and clear message. If that market's deteriorating, not so good.
Well, the polling data, everything is going in Trump's direction, but we see how volatile and fast things can change. But I got to tell you, the Democrats have been wasting everybody's time for 3.5 years to... What's the one thing... He better accept the results of the election. They're the ones that haven't accepted the results of 2016, and they've killed this country for 3.5 years, wasting time over phony investigations. It helped to see some of the people behind that perp walked and pay a price for their sedition and treason. And maybe that will happen. We got to reelect them to make sure that it does, so that, And then the nerve. I'm so tired of hearing this word oppression. Who in this country is really oppressed? Who is not being allowed to vote? Who is being told you can't vote? Nobody. There are programs out there to register people to get you to the poll. All of this garbage. People are, and they're trying to sell this narrative, and it ain't working. It's just not working. Mail-in voting, all that fraud.
The mail-in voting issue is a really, really big deal, because typically, you're campaigning, especially in battleground states, over the full remaining 90 days. But the simple fact of the matter is that you take states like North Carolina and others that are pretty big battleground states, they're getting their ballots in 30 days.
Wow.
So, people are going to be voting a lot sooner than November. So that's why I really think, you're seeing Trump and his campaign pivot very, very quickly. They're about to come out with a barrage of new ads designed around certain themes that they believe they can separate themselves from Trump, from Biden, and really make a difference. But they've got to do it quickly, because, as I said, I believe there are 16 states, if I'm not mistaken, who are going to be voting by these mail-in ballots within the next 30 days. I believe that's correct. So that's enough to alter the election altogether.
Yeah, it is. And God help us if it works. But, they always figure, even with fraud, it can make a 1% or 2% difference in an election. If the voter enthusiasm, and that's where the big gap is right now, Trump's support will walk through walls to vote for him. Biden's, it's very tepid. Nobody's really that excited. There's nothing on their program that anybody really,
they walk into walls.
It's like they pander to all the ne'er-do-wells and the people that contribute nothing to society. So,
And the other thing, too, about these debates, they're supposed to have a debate, and they got them to agree to a debate towards the end of September.
Yeah, I believe
that.
And
so Biden agreed to do that. He agreed to do that. But now a lot of people are sort of saying, I don't know about that. But guess what? that debate, that first debate will happen after people have the ballots in their hand for the mail-in ballot. Mm. So all these dates are critical, and so that's the thing to pay attention to. The other thing is I know the GOP in every single one of these elections that they're going to be down there at the Secretary of State's office. You're going to see this blow up. It's going to be big news.
Yeah.
You know, typically in a voting precinct or a polling booth, you've got poll watchers who are there.
Yeah.
The Democrats have volunteer poll watchers, and so do the Republicans, even at tiny ones all over this country, just to make sure the best they can that the system is honorable and going like it should be. But how are you supposed to do that at a Secretary of State's office when you got a virus going on and it's hard to get in the building?
Yeah, well, you know what?
So,
people can stand an hour in line outside Costco wearing a mask to buy a 55-gallon drum of peanut butter stuffed pretzels. They can stand for a line a half hour with a mask on and vote.
Yep.
Because it's their country. And
they will.
Do you think the post office will actually give them all the ballots?
That's pretty funny.
The post office? Why worry about it? You know, what could go wrong there?
Yeah, I saw a thing where they took and they mailed a bunch of things from
200 of them.
Yeah.
I saw it. A TV station in Philadelphia did it.
Man.
And only a fraction of the ballots ever got to where they were supposed to go.
And when they asked the lady at the post office, she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they bugged her for 10 or 15 more minutes. They were back in the back. She just didn't look.
Waiting for the local Democrat precinct captain to come fill them out.
Oh.
Make sure they were done properly. It's rife with fraud. We'll see. It's going to be fun, and we'll all be anxious, but can you think of a day in the last 4 years where we haven't been worried about something?
No.
Okay. In the meantime, invest for your financial future. It starts with a sit-down with Brant and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management to show you how you can prepare for it without turning your life inside out, ways you can... Actually, the day you become really managerial about your money is the day you take a big step forward in life. It's a self-esteem builder. And I urge you to call 387-0094 to have that meeting. Don't bring your checkbook or money. It's a sit-down, and it's all about you and your future. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, it is 529. Tammy Burkholder from Prattville Farm Center is here. We're going to talk about Back to Blue, but I found something. It's going to be our risky click of the day because we have a short break here for traffic. It's Paul Harvey. It's called Cops Montage with Paul Harvey, and I think it's a celebration of police. Shall we play that?
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's coming up in like 90 seconds.
Montgomery Skywatch. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, two accidents to tell you about. 1800 block of Madison Avenue. As you're traveling outbound from downtown, that's going to be just past Patterson Field as you head up the hill. We've got another accident, South Court and Fairview Avenue. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are very busy all over the city this afternoon. We got a lot of congestion on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. The 31s are busy outbound. Buckle up. Be careful. We'll keep you updated. It's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's best contacts and eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That breaking news, Norfolk police officer Brian Jones shot and killed on the job last night. Another officer in the hospital.
Continuing now with our coverage of the Tarpon Springs police officer shot and killed this morning. The suspect tonight, just days before Christmas, sits behind bars.
Our Wisconsin State Patrol trooper was shot and killed after a standoff in Fond du Lac. Another victim and the suspect are also dead this morning.
Police officer in Tarpon Springs, Florida, was shot and killed early today.
They were quite simply assassinated.
Two New York City police officers are dead following an ambush Saturday afternoon.
A decorated Boston police officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot during a traffic stop.
Another deadly police shooting of an unarmed young black man by a white officer. A police shooting that some say proves the president's point that more work needs to be done.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. Culled statistics wave the fan over stinkers, underscore instances of dishonesty and brutality because they are news. What that really means is that they are exceptional, they are unusual, they are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact, and the fact is that less than one half of 1% of policemen misfit that uniform, and that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won, but if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions, which would require months for a lawyer, but if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp or expect to be sued. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. A policeman must know everything and not tell. He must know where all of the sin is and not partake. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. If he gets promoted, he has political pull. If he doesn't, he's a dullard. The policeman must chase bum leads to a dead end, stake out 10 nights to tag one witness who saw it happen but refuses to remember. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus or an honorable who isn't honorable. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course, he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Back the Blue here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And how long ago was that done?
We have had that in the system for a long, long time. Yeah. So our support for the police is nothing that started.
No, I meant by Paul Harvey is what I mean. Yeah. What was true then is true today.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And it maybe even more so.
Well, I think, and it's something that most people, it resonates with them, but we have had nothing to inspire that, to bring that out. Right. I think that that particular bit has to be more than 10 years old.
I'm looking.
I would like to get that and post that to our Tauga County Blue Crew page.
I wonder if it's on YouTube. I may have gotten it from YouTube originally. Let me just check something. There's a way to find out. We have 10,000 files in our system.
Nice.
All alphabetized, but it takes a while to scroll and find out if, you know, what you're looking for here. Hold it. You know, and there's some things we have fun with them in the morning and the afternoon. We come across a clip. We have no idea. I mean, I put it in, but I have no idea what it says. This will give me the exact date that I put that in. Columbus, comedy. Oh, my God. All the comedy stuff. Let's see. Coming Right at Us. Commie. Conan.
God. That was pretty on target. Tommy coming right at us.
Yeah. All right. Montage, Paul Harvey, 325.09.
Yeah. You put it in an 09, but it's much older than that.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, I'm assuming so. When did Paul Harvey die?
I have no idea, but he sounds good, and I'm looking for what you
it's
want.
It's been a while.
See if it's on YouTube.
I really would like to place that on our Facebook page, Tauga County Blue Crew.
But the message is timeless.
I'll send it to you.
Even heroes need heroes.
Yes.
By the way, I wanted to mention we did the most electrifying story of the day with that horrible mother-in-law at the wedding. Just a reminder, Mr. Electric 245-1566, visit MrElectric.com. That is the only name you'll ever need if you're having something installed, repaired, if it's been a while since your wiring and fuse panel have been checked out. Always a good idea to have that done every few years, just like your own body. It needs a checkup every once in a while to make sure everything's in good shape. 245-1566 for Mr. Electric. We are at 538. You have any luck with that?
So he was born in 1918 and passed in 09.
Yeah.
Oh. And the God Made a Farmer thing was made in 76.
Does it say the date in 09 that he died?
Yes. February 28th.
All right, so we put this in right after he mm-hmm. passed away. And, of course, when Don Markwell was here, I used to tell him my Paul Harvey stories from when I was brand new in radio. Because mm-hmm. my first on-air job was with ABC FM in Chicago, and our studio was next to ABC Network in Chicago. And that's where Paul Harvey did his daily broadcast. And outside our studios, which were right next to each other, was this very wide hallway, a long, wide hallway. Never could figure out why it was there, but every day I would see Paul Harvey in his tailor-made suit, always with a fresh flower in the lapel, walking by with his script, with his three fingers behind it, and he'd walk up and down reading out loud to himself because he wanted to have the... Part of what made him great was his timing and his pauses. He and a guy named Larry Lujak taught me the most important moments in any broadcasts are the ones where there's no sound at all. A pause for the right reason, a space where you let the listener fill it in with their imagination, for Paul Harvey's words to sink in.
And they did.
You know who yes. taught me that? Hello. Joey.
Because I taught it to Joey. Where the hell do you think he learned that?
Hey.
At Auburn?
Young they Jason.
I listen when people tell me stuff.
I used to lecture Joey while we were sitting here during the break about all kinds of things, about radio, about girls.
Hey.
And look at him. He's lonely every night.
And he's got a scarf.
Yeah. Well, he certainly has dressed well, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, sharp
young,
dude.
Young Joey. 541, we got to do traffic, and we come back. We want to reiterate, Tammy's been here, how we can support their effort to back the blue in Autauga County and elsewhere.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got a lot of congestion on Atlanta Highway outbound this afternoon. The 31s are very busy. We have a very busy Taylor Road from I-85 back past East Chase all the way over to Vaughn Road. And on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway in front of Baptist, Norman Bridge outbound, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. All these locations very busy. Buckle up, but we have no accidents to tell you about at the moment. We will keep you updated, though. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The total number of cases of COVID-19 in Alabama is approaching 90,000. Just over 1,500 people are currently hospitalized for treatment. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 1,500 people have died from the virus. Right now, 35,000 people have recovered from the virus. A violent weekend in the capital city. Montgomery police are investigating multiple shootings, one of them deadly. Montgomery police say 56-year-old Kennedy Rogers was shot and killed in the 300 block of East Ogden Avenue just after 11 o'clock Sunday night. He died at the scene. Montgomery County residents will soon be able to vote on a new property tax increase to benefit the county school system. The Montgomery County Commission voted to add the referendum to the ballot in November's general election. If it passes, the tax would increase to 22 mils starting in 2023. Homes in the town of Pike Road will not be affected by the increase. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Unlike last week, this week will be much drier. Very few storms to go around on the radar. In fact, the chances are isolated in the evening hours tonight. And the overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Both days, rain chances not quite zero, but pretty close. Lots of sunshine both days. And maybe some isolated storms, perhaps, around Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, I just received a short Twitter video from Mark Cumby, one of our many excellent virtual producers. And it's a young lady says, I love my mask. I'm moral and good. So let's give this a listen.
That we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man?
No.
Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population?
Not even a little bit.
Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth?
Not a chance.
And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow and significant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I've decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way. With government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
Oh man, that was great.
Wow.
Now, I gotta find that on YouTube so I can post it. I can't post Twitter to Facebook. It's a waste of time. All right, Legal Eagle, local heartthrob Chad, here's what we get in the final minutes of the show.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I feel like I've been edumacated now. That was really good.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she was real good.
Well, it didn't take long. I predicted it'd be about 2 weeks before the American people woke up and finally started drifting back toward Trump's way on this. And I know you've already talked about Rasmussen. There's a couple other good signs out there, too. One is that the race that they thought, the Democrats thought they're going to pick up a Senate race in Montana is now up for grabs. It's a tie. There is also a Democrat seat in the House of Representatives in Iowa that has been owned by the Democrats for 14 years, and now the Republican is leading in that by five percentage points. And that's not even supposed to be a seat that's even questionable. I mean, it's a safe Democrat seat. So we're starting to see things swing around. A lot of the battleground states are tightening up, or Trump is starting to pull ahead again. I don't think things are getting easier for Biden. He can sit there and hide all he wants, but each week that goes out where he does not come out and talk or doesn't take questions from the press is another week that reaffirms everybody's worst fears, and that is he doesn't have the cognitive ability to do
Yeah, almost 60% of Democrats don't think he does right now. I don't think, in fact, there were a couple of things from reliable sources on Twitter that say he's not going to be on the ticket in November.
Well, I see that, and I saw Don Bongino tweeted out yesterday, and I've heard it from another source now. A bunch of the Secret Service agents who have been his protective security are basically saying, oh my gosh, this guy is not, he's out of it. He's out of it. And right. I don't know if you noticed that there was a video of him being walked out of the front of a store where he's kind of doing the Alzheimer's shuffle, which they call it that. That shuffle, when you start doing it, if you've ever had a family member with Alzheimer's, and I have, that's one of the last telling signs when they're not able to, you start losing your equilibrium.
So, you know, here's the thing, Chad. Who's on the B team? They got nobody.
Right.
I mean,
they can't make up their mind which black female is the least bad choice.
How about Kamala Harris and her frozen face? She has been so Botoxed.
Well, the campaign doesn't want to pick her because she blowtorched Joe Biden on race.
She had a good time with that. It worked real well in the debate, but not so much now.
They don't want to pick Susan Rice because she's got Benghazi and lying to Congress all over her. They don't want to pick Karen Bass because Karen Bass was a commie who cheered on Castro, tried to say it was an error.
Right, yes, that's right. I saw that over the weekend.
Tried to say it was an error of her youth, and she'd never do it again, except in 2016 she praised Castro at his funeral. So, I mean, this is not a mistake of youth. This is the person who's lived out that life and believes in the Viva Revolution of commies, you know, down there. So, I mean, Biden has really put himself in a bad position by limiting himself to picking only an African-American female, which there are probably some others out there would be a heck of a lot better than the three that apparently looking at.
Yeah.
And Michelle is not going to do it because she's too busy enjoying herself and her fancy lifestyle living at Cape Cod and going back and forth between that house and the house they're building in Hawaii on the Big Island.
And her new podcast.
You know, why would she ever, why would Michelle Obama ever want to be a vice president or a president? You know, she hated living in the White House when she was there because
she hates this country.
Well, yeah. Well, if you don't believe that, all you have to do is go listen to Obama's speech he made at John Lewis's funeral. Because the country he was talking about was the country as it existed 50 years ago.
That was disgusting.
You know? And you know, it's just unbelievable. He couldn't find it in himself to say anything decent about America. You know, but that's what we expect.
That's why we have Donald Trump in the White House. We got sick of it for 8 years. Am out of time.
Check out his new commercials. They're really good.
Oh, yeah. No, whoever is doing Trump's marketing has nailed it. They're brilliant. Just like you, Chad.
Didn't Brandt say something about they're going to have a couple new commercials coming out?
They keep handing the material to work.
Oh, man, I love it.
All right, John, we only have a few seconds, but we don't want to leave you hanging, man.
Hey, Greg, listen, they found a cure for COVID, or how to prevent it. It's not hydroxychloroquine. A Molotov cocktail.
Oh.
You're holding. What? And you throw it at a government building, your odds of getting COVID-19 drop to -1%.
Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it amazing?
It is. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry we had to be real brief with you. A quick word for John Lee Paints.
Ah, good paints, man. It only took one coat, front door and mailbox. And that was covering a treated post.
That's right, and we're talking about with serious sun exposure.
All day long.
And these are paints that are formulated not only to give you a good result, but to stand the test of time. That house that Eddie Bader just sold for me, we painted the interior 7 years ago.
The walls look brand new, and there were still stains on the blinds.
Right. Richards paint was what we used on the interior, and Eddie said not one person asked if... you know, or even mention that the house needed to be repainted. 7 years.
It's crazy. That's I went over there, finish. Dude. It looked nice.
So get good paint, get a great result, and work with great people. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Tammy Burkhalter.
Yes.
Thank you for your efforts on behalf of the Blue. What's the Facebook
Autauga
page?
Autauga County Blue Crew. Tomorrow is thank a law enforcement officer. Wednesday is shout out on social media. Thursday is blessings for the Blue. And Friday is hot dog. It's Friday. But show your support all of August with Blue Ribbons.
Have you had a good time hanging with us
today? I have had a blast. Thank you.
Well, you're invited back.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm not as nervous as I was at the beginning. Hey, she's a redhead. She's arms distance, man.
That's 6 feet, right?
No, I know.
Uh-huh, that's why the glass is still up. Smart man. Toots.
See, I almost take that as a compliment.
Thank you. Thank you. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, it's a good thing.
On that note.
Well, even though we are about 45 minutes past rush hour, we are still a little busy everywhere. We've got a lot of congestion still on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. Taylor Road still busy from Atlanta Highway all the way out to the Troy Highway. We've got some congestion still on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. And the 31 still have a little bit of congestion on them as well. No accidents reported into us at this time, though. Well, Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything at one location, better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And let's talk about that beautiful river. If you hadn't ever been down here and experienced it, it really is a pretty river. The water's so clear right now, you can, in the shallow parts, you can see the fish, you can see the turtles in it. It's just a pretty space. We got some pontoon boats you can rent and ride up and down the river, bring your friends or family, check out what's going on down here. We'll also cook you up some fresh seafood, man. Get some fresh crab claws in from by all the bachelors, some shrimp from down there, getting our fresh fish from Destin over here, and getting you some good food, y'all. We also got a killer ribeye steak we cook up. That's hard to believe at an oyster bar, but we sell a bunch of ribeyes. Come down and check it out if you think I'm kidding you. You'll know when you leave. But let's talk about also the RV park. We got a place you can bring your campground down here and bring your camper with you, and we'll get you fixed up. Have a good time on the river. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com and our Facebook page. Y'all get down here soon. We've been missing you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We have had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Napa Know-How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033. What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just 2 for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published?